Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and my wonderful co-host, Michelle King Robeson's on travel. Oh, have you ever found yourself at any point in time during the year saying, this year I will, and then you fill in the blank. And you want to make new changes that actually stick. Isn't that a radical thought? And then they don't. Wipe the shock off your face. Well, you know, I have possibly one of the best people to help us understand how to make those changes stick. No matter what time of year do you decide to make those changes, doesn't matter. And that's Mary Jane Ryan, or we know her as MJ, who is the best-selling author of possibly one of the best books I have ever read on this whole thing, and that is This Year I Will. And that is How to Finally Change a Habit, Keep a Resolution, or Make a Dream Come True. She's also the creative brilliance behind Random Acts of Kindness, that whole series that everyone knows about. So, MJ, welcome to Her Radio. And I am so happy to have you on. And how do you make changes stick when you make that commitment, you know, and you're so determined, this year I will?
Well, it's interesting. I learned one of the key things about what makes a stick from you, which is that you have to have your real reason, what you call your true truth, about why you want to do this thing. It can't be in your head. It has to come from your feelings, because your feeling part of your brain has to be on your side. So you got to say, what's the real reason you want this? And it's usually something like to look fabulous, you know, when I'm going out on that to meet that person, or to look wonderful at the reunion, or whatever. It's really an emotional reason, and you got to get in touch with that.
Oh, yeah, you got to go really, really deep on that one. All right, so now we're all revved up. We've come to this, something I love to call the power why. Why do you want to do this in the first place? Because it can't just be something namby-pamby. Can't be, I want to be healthy. Really? Seriously? At 3 o'clock when you're grabbing every M&M around?
That's right.
That's going to burn out. All right, so let's kind of go this. Why do you think that most people, again, it's not just a January 1st thing, it's any time of year. Why do you think that their commitment fails? Why do you think it falls apart?
Well, one of the things that's been discovered in the last couple of years is that our willpower is like a battery. It starts strongly, fully charged in the morning, and it wears out over the day. The more you use it for anything, then that's like taking away a little charge. And so by the end of the day, our willpower doesn't work very well. So if we're forcing ourselves to do it, and this is why you need to get to what you call your power why, is that the less you need to use your willpower, the more likely it is that you're going to stick to do what you said to do. But if you're trying to go on willpower alone, it's going to fail.
Wow. Okay, so everyone out there in Her Radio land is saying, all right, how do you make this work? Let's start from the beginning. You make that commitment. You say something. Now, didn't you say something in your book about SMART,
yes,
a SMART goal?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, so you have to be specific about what you're going to do. You can't say, I'm going to be fit. Well, what are you going to do to be fit? What actions are you actually going to take? It has to be SMART, meaning it has to be specific. What's the action? It has to be measurable. You have to know whether you're doing it or not. A stands for achievable. It's possible to do. It's not 50 pounds in a month. it's realistic and relevant. That's the why part. And then the T is time-bound. So part of what our brains often don't like to have to stick to things. So if you say, I'm never, ever, ever going to eat chocolate again, as an example, the pleasure part of our brain says, I don't like that. That forever thing is not good. But if you say for a week, so if you time-bound whatever it is that you're wanting to work on, even if you say, this week I'm going to do this, and then you can re-up the next week. But when you keep the time short, you don't kick off your internal resistance as much.
I love it. And I'm going to, you know, throw this one out. And you probably know about my reverse expectations issue, which is the grand majority of people, would you agree, you know, sort of set out there and they've got their little heart in their hands and they're feeling so positive and we're going to make this work and we're going to rock and roll. And then the first speed bump occurs. And then the second one. Then a brick wall shows up. And, and then it's like incoming, you know, and then what happens? What I love to do, I think, is to encourage people to make an exhaustive list of absolutely everything that could possibly go wrong. And because you know half of these things, you know what they are. You know what's going to happen when you go to mom's at Christmas time. It's ugly. or you know, when you're at work and they have that big platter of donuts or whatever sitting in the employee's cafeteria. So what are you going to do? I love to kind of, you know, have this whole vision, really envision what could, and then be planning and prepared and wipe the shock off your face. Have a plan A, B, C, D. So what do you think about that, MJ?
I think it's a fabulous idea. And so absolutely prepare for contingencies. What are you going to do in this situation? That's also it's very helpful. And when you blow it, because you will, you pick yourself up and tomorrow's the new day and you start again immediately. It's the what happens is that we think once we blew it that's it, it's over, we give up. And so the only difference really, I think, for people who create lasting change and those that don't is that when they make a mistake, they don't take goof-ups and turn them into give-ups. They just go, it was a goof-up today. And tomorrow is a new day. It's really that practice from all the 12-step programs, which is starting
and you
tomorrow.
Know what I love? Well, what I love about what you just said, I hope everyone out there heard this, and that is when you goof up, not if, when. And that is, you know, when you say goof up, it's just, look, you're going to be regrouping, adapting, adjusting, refining, learning, and just getting into it. Please, just when something comes along, don't just throw up your hands with helplessness, hopelessness, and defeat and say, oh my gosh, you know, we're all done here. Because you know how women are with the P word, perfectionist. You know, I almost think that it comes right along with your ovaries when you're born. I want everyone out there to buy MJ's book. I literally consider this book to be the best. And here's the thing that's beautiful about it. It's really cute. It's small. It's short. It's succinct. It's brilliant. And I literally have a dog-eared and it's about falling apart. I think I need a new one. And the name of the book is This Year I Will. How to Finally Change a Habit, Keep a Resolution, or Make a Dream Come True. And I want you to know about MJ's wonderful, wonderful work by going to her website, mj-ryan.com, and learn more about her fabulous work in coaching and her ability to be able to help you think things through, problem solve. And, you know, this whole issue of this year I will is huge because do you know that only 8% of people who make New Year's resolutions, God, I hate those resolutions, are successful at all? It's because of a lot of what we just talked about. So, MJ, one last tip, just one. Go for it.
Yeah. So I would suggest that you underwhelm yourself. When I did the research for this book, I found a woman who lost 100 pounds, and she started by eliminating mayonnaise from her diet, literally.
That's it. Okay.
And she did that, and she saw positive results. So then she said, okay, this is good. Fried foods next, like
excellent.
That.
So, excellent. Beautiful. Small steps is what it's all about. All right. Mary Jane Ryan, I thank you so much for being on Her Radio. The book title, This Year I Will, How to Finally Change a Habit, Keep a Resolution, or Make a Dream Come True. The website is mj-ryan.com. Thank you so much, MJ. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Listen to Her Radio and all the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.